We're getting more clues as to how Donald Trump might govern as president with some of his first appointments. He has named Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus as his White House Chief of Staff. Priebus is seen as an establishment figure with close ties to the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Interviewed this morning on Fox News, Priebus described the scope of his new job as he sees it.
It's an operations role and it's an advisory role. So running the White House, everything from protocol to the daily routine to communications, policy, the president's agenda in Congress, it's all of those things, but it's really running the operation so that the right people are getting in front of the president, giving the president the right advice at the right time.
It's also the chief of staff's job to make sure there is time for the president to look at the big picture. That's what Josh Bolton advises. Bolton was chief of staff during the final 3 years of the George W. Bush White House.
The biggest challenge that anyone in the chief of staff's role faces is to make sure that the urgent does not drive out the important.
Priebus is 44. He's been the longest-serving RNC chairman, first winning that job in 2011. He's credited with pulling the organization out of the red. He also led the so-called autopsy after the 2012 election that called on the party to reach out to Latinos and other minorities and to modernize its use of data to identify voters. The organization that Priebus built helped Trump win his election last week, and in his victory speech, Trump called Priebus a superstar. As chief of staff, Priebus is expected to play a role in managing President-elect Trump's legislative priorities. Priebus shares a home state and a close relationship with House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who today said Priebus brings to the table hard work, determination, and trust from both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Bolton says that's crucial, given Trump's ambitious agenda that includes repealing Obamacare.
This first 8 months of the Trump administration, I think, are going to be very heavily focused on how well they can work with the Republican majorities in the Congress, and the chief of staff can be a big player in making that possible.
The appointment of Priebus, an insider, was announced at the same time as Trump named as senior advisor Steve Bannon, chairman of a far-right website that's been sharply critical of establishment figures like Paul Ryan. Bolton says it could be a problem in the White House if Priebus and Bannon don't have distinct roles.
My concern for the announcement in a way that made it sound like they were co-equals is that it will not work well in any White House that I know of to have ambiguity about who's in charge of running the White House and who's in charge of the staff.
Bolton says it's good for the president to have the views of many advisors, but that only one person can be seen as directing the activities of the White House and the rest of the staff. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.